Welcome
Blog
to Diploma.
Talk Radio.
Lost and first, living our ways. We give honor and glory to God. We give thanks for our overseer, Apostle Sharon Green. You may follow this teaching every Thursday at 6 o'clock. To hear more from this ministry, you may call 760-283-4637. We also meet by telephone on a conference line every Tuesday at 6. That number is 559-546-1100. And the passcode is 956-7-55, and then you use the pound sign. If you desire prayer, you may call Minister Ashley at 772-626-1102. Thank you for listening and hope that you enjoy God's Word. I am Minister Ashley, and I will be bringing you the Word, the teaching of God's words. Let us pray. Eternal and the most holy God, our Father, the God of truth, the God of all things in which, Lord, we come, Lord, to glorify and to magnify thy name. Lord, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. Yes, and greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We thank God for this another day. Yes, Lord, that we say, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all ask or think according to the power that worketh within us. Thank you, beloved, for joining me one more time or for the beginning of the year. I pray that God may bless the hearts, the listeners, and may give you a new step, a new blessing, and a renewal of spirit and strength and power to overcome the atmosphere, the adversary out of our life. I pray that you may be strengthened. And what of the past, Lord, we may renewed. And what is gone, is gone. And we want to move on with a new thing. And may God bless your heart wonderfully. Glory to God. He's awesome. He's great. He's wonderful. Yes, he's a wonderful God. We bless his name. We praise his name. We give him honor and glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I just want to say that so many of us in which we want to see or heard some of the things which have been said even by others and which were not actually good, and then we have found ourselves or maybe seeking another way, how, because of that in which we have heard. But there we want to understand that there are times when we find ourselves in a dry spot, and we need some rain in our spot where we are. And sometimes we seek to find and maybe cannot find. But what is important that it may come to pass when we reach the place when God could able to meet us and give us some rain. Glory to God. And the rain that we need, if we don't get the rain, then there will be no growth. And there will be there'll be seed that is out there that could not grow because of rain, no rain. I just want to say that there are times when we reach to that place when we cannot find and we cannot actually reach, and we want to know what happened. What shall I do? And how must I to do whatever that needed to be done, to feel much better or get out of the wilderness of life, and to seek the light in which the Bible speak of, that the light in which have been sprung, the light which Jesus has given, and he hears the light, and he came, the Father gave us the light as he is the light. And having him, we have the light. So we want to get back now to that in which we are in the thirsty place. The thirsty place that we need rain. Then we got to know that there we got to go to the light in order, the power, because it says in him, and everyone which have been lightened, all men. But therefore, the reason why I am saying this is because we reached the place, the plateau in which we have reached, and we reach a crossroad that we cannot move. And we always trying to find some other way. And the song said, don't move my mountain, but give me the strength to climb. And how much we seek to find that, how much we seek to find that strength, and where is it? And how much time we pray and to reach that point, and we cannot, and we are in a spell, a dry spell, and we need rain. So the rain cannot come unless we are into the place where it will be rain, or we can ask for, as you said, ox and it shall. But there are times, what will we do when we ask and it don't come to pass as we expected to, what we will do? Now the question about that in which we want to say that we need a outlet. We need a starting point. We need to get back. What David reached as a place that he said, renewed within me. Yes, a new heart. Give unto me a new heart, a new mind, that we may able to do. So what's happened there, we need to move on and to check ourselves and to see why we are not getting the rain. Because there are rain cloud, but there's no rain. and we've seen that there are clouds, but there is no rain. Glory to God. So then, what I have to do is to check back on myself to see why it is and why we are not. My life is without substance. My life is without rain when I need it. I have placed some seeds in the ground, but there is no water or there's no rain to grow the seeds. So then I have to go back to check to see if what actually happened. Am I into the position of wrong where I sowed, which I found myself in the wrong season? So because we are in the wrong season, then there is no drought, because you have certain time of the certain season bring rain, and certain season does not bring rain. So if I am in a season in which I am sowing when there is the season of no rain, then there will be something about my sowing. There's something wrong about my sowing, because I am in the wrong place. I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time to sow. But because I am into the wrong season, there is no corn will grow. There is no seed will come, because I have to wait for my season. But when my season has come, glory to God, where we should able to find that we are in the season, the rain cometh because I am in the right season. But there's no rain because I'm in the wrong season. So I have to wait for the season before I plant or sow my seeds. Or otherwise, I can sow my seeds, and I may water it of myself, but to say to bring forth or to plant, and to plant in order to achieve it, then it's may not enough water from us or by where we have, but we need that rain to come in to make it works. There are times when you can say, oh Lord, I know there are some things that have happened, but I know that I cannot help. I know what I got to draw from, and I know where I got to straighten. But there is a time when we got to look back within ourselves and check ourselves. We don't even have to wait for the prophet to say, but we have the God in us, and to straighten us. And if we're not riches to the point to say, my God, how and why? Lord, we can see where the reasonableness to say, well, I sowed, but I'm on the wrong season. The wrong season, so I sowed, and I cannot receive because of the season is wrong. And according to what God is trying to teach, are teaching us, we missed it because we are. So because we are in the wrong season, there's no rain. So we have to wait for the season to come. But can we said there's something that we needed, Master? Oh, I would ask for, as David would say, quicken me again according to thy loving kindness and thy tender mercies. Glory to God. We just want to say that quicken me, and how will we quicken? Why you gonna be? You say, quicken me, why you have a problem? You want to made alive, because the journey is great. You want to made alive. And what he had passed through and what he's going through, there's no sowing. And if he's sowing, it won't work, because in a place where it won't actually come true. But as it says, if you are not in the place, it's a blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat, nor standeth in the ways of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. These delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law both he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth fruit in his season. What, and this I am reading from chapter Psalms, first book of Psalms. And so that he had reached to the place to say, well, how can, and it cannot be, because I'm in dry place. I'm in dry place because I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble because I cannot plant. I need some rain. I need some rain. And how can I get the rain? I need some rain. How can I get the rain? I'm in the wrong, so there is no rain. I'm in the wrong place, and I can't sow because I'm in the wrong. But what can I do? Because I know that I something is wrong. So then, Lord, I need to be made alive, because I feel like I'm dying. I'm dead inside, so I need to be alive. But so therefore, what I am asking and doing is not going to work until you set me free. So you got to set me free. Where we are, we need that freedom. We need that freedom. We want some clarification. And the only way it can be done, he got to get in. We got to get in and say, God, here am I. Oh, yes, here am I. Here am I. But he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that when you pass all that in which are to give up and follow, not sitting in the seat of the scornful, nor standeth in the ways of sinners. You know, David reached that point where he was at that spot, where he got a call. He got a call and said, well, I got to, there are something is wrong, and I needed somewhere, somehow, to get out, because I want to feel the presence of the Lord. I'm in a spot, a dry spot. We are in dry spot. We are in the desert. There is nothing. Why should I dare try? I won't try, because there are some things that are there that need to be removed. And when they remove, I'm telling you, it's going to be something going to be happening, because we are in a season which is not the right season. So we got to go in the place in which it is right season, in order to hear from God, that God can deal with us, that God can fix us, that God can make us right and make the things wrong. But so we got to give it all unto him, because he hears. And some of these things, just for us to get back to it. And it says, then we said, if what we have done, if we actually get into it, not a word of God declare, but his delight, the law of the Lord, and in this law both meditate day and night, and he shall be like, but the meditation, but if the meditation is off, any at all, it cannot be meditate, it cannot be because we are in dry place. We want to find a place where it we can find him, because he will able to help us when we get the place. And we may say we cannot find him, but he always there. But we are at the position or at the place where we cannot. Yes, so we are lost, but he is there all the time. But we cannot. Why? Because we are in the dry spot. We are in a dry place. We cannot find. But therefore, when we actually get to the place of doing the right thing, the good things, the wonderful things that we should have done, then we will find that we find, give our hearts or mind unto him, then we will find ourselves by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, but whatsoever he does shall prosper. We have to get out of that dry place and get into a place where we shall be like the rivers. And if we get there by him and stay by him, we may be able to sow. We may be able to function. We may be able to reap. We may have fruit, because it says we have to be at the place where he will bring us where the water is. And it says there, say, these leaves also shall not wither, not whatsoever he does shall prosper. Shall be prosper when we give it all to him, to follow him. We will get the place where we will prosper. Our leaves, we will not find ourselves in a place in which I become desolate, but we will in the place where we can have that good pasture, because he will lead us beside the still waters, where we will restore us. And we need that restoration. We need to get out of the dry place and get into the place in which the season is right, and the season which is right is in him. But therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor in the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Therefore, glory to God. So far, the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. We are in the dry spell. Maybe in the dry spell, may gotta get out of the dry spell. How get out of that spell? Because, yes, we have to find ourselves where the healing waters flow, where it is, because we got to find him. Find him. Glory to God, because he's there, but we cannot find because we are in a dry place. We are in ourselves. We need to get out of ourselves and find something that needed to be done. So therefore, we got to hold on to his unchanging hand, the mighty hands, the powerful arms. Yes, because he will lead us. Yes, by the still, clear waters. And he will restore. David said, something is wrong, so purge me. I'm in a dry spot. purge me, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear the joy and gladness. Is something happened? Why you are in a dry spot? Why you are still waiting? Why you cannot feel the presence of the Lord? Have you said that the bone which thou art broken may rejoice? Hide that thy face from me, from my sin. Hide thy face, my sin, and blot out all my iniquity. I'm in a dry spot. I'm in a dry place. Oh, I need to get out. Create within me a clean heart, O God, and renewed a right spirit within me. And that's Psalms 951. And I'm just quoting from the 7th verse. And here I'm at the 10th verse. Cast me not away from thy presence. Turn me not away. Cast me not away from thy presence. I'm in a dry spot. I'm in a dry spot. I feel like I'm dying. Oh, I need your help, Lord. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. You are in a dry spot. Take not. I'm in a dry spot. Lord, help. I need your help. So therefore, restore unto me the joy of my salvation, thy salvation, and uphold with me thy free spirit. While you are in a dry spot, something is wrong, something went wrong. I need to get out of it. I need that rain. I need that rain. I need that rain to come down. I need it because I want. I have some seed, but I cannot sow because I'm in a dry spot. I cannot sow. My season is not right. So therefore, something has to be done here, O Lord. See, when I'm through, I want to teach transgressor thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Glory to God. Just want to say, maybe God bless you real good, and we pray that God may open the way that we may find that spot that we need, that dry spot to get into the spot where it's rain. Send the rain down that I can able, Lord, to get out, Lord, and plant. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Next week, same time, same place, our minister should say goodbye. Our time is against, and next week we'll get again unto the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God bless you. Until then, amen.